Now, more of That Is Good to Know. Continuing with today's program, here's Jeff Stanislow.
Hello, this is Jeff Stanislow, and you're listening to That Is Good to Know. We're sharing great knowledge and information about the Tampa Bay area, and this week we have another special guest with us, who one of our folks that are doing the nonprofits and giving back to the community. And thanks for joining us, and thank you to Valspar Championship and our friends at Faithful Delivery for making this happen. So right now we're talking to Sarai Rodriguez, and Sarai is talking with us today about her organization. So Sarai, before we get started, why don't we just go back into you a little bit? You know, tell us a little bit about your background, how you got involved with the organization, Community Stepping Stones, and maybe the mission and the vision.
Hi, so my background, I am a former USF student, so I'm an alumni. I was, you know, taking my art classes because I did a degree in fine arts. And pretty much one of the emails that we got one semester was for a position at Community Stepping Stones. And they were looking for a teaching artist, and I said, why not? And then from there, I've been here for about 2 to 3 years now. I work with the students that we have, and I've enjoyed it tremendously.
Fantastic. Again, we're talking with Sarai Rodriguez, and she is the head teacher at our friends, Community Stepping Stones. So you kind of focus on the art. So let's talk a little bit about what art means to the children that you work with, and what do they kind of, you know, get out of, you know, spending time with your organization, and where do you do it and how does it work?
So for starters, Jeff, we have a classroom located at Mann Wagnon Memorial Park in Sulphur Springs. That classroom is down the road from Sulphur Springs K through 8 school. So most of our students are sourced from there. And pretty much art is a way of expression for these kids. It's a way of modeling, you know, different educational themes and ideas. So science, history, we teach them a lot, but through a visual art means. And they get creative with it. All their work is their own. We guide them, but it's theirs and they're proud of it. And it's a way that we can show, you know, to the broader community that these kids have talents that they love to share.
You know, art is not my favorite subject. I'll be completely honest with you. I am more of a stick figure person, but I have a very creative mind. And so when I, you know, get together with a graphic designer or someone, a fine arts person or something like that, they can bring my vision to reality, which is a fantastic experience personally. We're talking with Sarai Rodriguez. She's the lead teacher at Community Stepping Stones. And I see here that you guys have an art camp. Is this something, a summertime art camp? Do you guys do it all year long? Or tell us a little bit about the art camp that you have.
So we have, I'd like to put it in two segments. The official name is Children's Art Initiative, CAI. And the first portion of it, the first segment, is an after-school camp. And that runs from around, you know, 3:30 to 5:45, Monday through Friday. The other segment is our spring break and summer break camps. Those are all-day programs we offer our students and, you know, the broader community once they register for free. And that runs from 8:30 in the morning all the way to 5:30, 5:45. And pretty much we do several projects with the kids depending on how much time we have them for the break. And we try to make it fun.
You know, I think fun is a really important part about it. And you mentioned the children and the ability for them to just, you know, use their mind and their skills and their hands. And it looks like they do all different types of art projects, you know, from drawings to murals and, you know, painting and what have you. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, how you get them to kind of open up in regards to their creativity. You know, some people need to start with sketchbooks or do outlines and things of that nature. But I would imagine, you know, working with these kids has to be a wonderful feeling of just letting their creative minds go and giving them the tools and the instruments to make it happen.
So one way we go about it is introducing the theme or the project idea, and we try to get them excited about it. So we'll throw different scenarios at them, like prompts like, hey, if we were going to find a manatee in the river today, creatively speaking, how does it look like? And then how can you make it more exciting? Can you put flowers on it? Can you, Lord, can you speak about the, you know, the trash in the area, how that might impact a manatee? You know, so we try to make it exciting and like make them think about it. And then we introduce paper so where they can sketch. And then from there is just this rolling, developing the mediums of art that they can use to bring it to life.
Yeah. And I think sometimes that's you give them a theme, you give them some ideas and suggestions, and you nurture them through the opportunity. We're talking with Sarai Rodriguez. She's the lead teacher at our friends at Community Stepping Stones. And you guys are a nonprofit organization. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about, you know, how your organization gets supported and where one might go if they want to get involved, maybe volunteer some time, work with the kids, or make a donation?
So ultimately, as we are a nonprofit organization, our funding predominantly comes from Hillsborough Board of County Commissioners and then also the state of Florida through different initiatives. Other than that, the rest of our funding comes from donations from, you know, individuals and then other organizations and foundations. We do a lot of partnerships with local organizations as well to, you know, get our name out there, allow students to expand, you know, their knowledge of the area, things like that.
And so part of this is an outreach program. So an organization or a family that wants to participate could actually hire Community Stepping Stones to come in and do a program, you know, maybe for their office or for their home or something like that. Tell us a little bit about that program and how does that work if one is interested in it?
For sure. So our outreach program, we have several partners at the moment. Some like Tampa Housing Authority. We've done a partnership with Layla's House, which is pre-K and younger, or I guess older students than pre-K. And then also we've started with the YMCA. We've done murals for some schools in the local area. I can't think of them off the top of my head right now.
Oh, there's probably a bunch of them. You probably did a bunch of them. That's great.
And we've also done Adirondack chairs for Zoo Tampa, which was a fun experience for our kids. They were involved in every part of the planning, painting, finishing of the chairs. And then getting in touch with us is an important step to getting involved. An email, there's emails listed on the site, I believe, communitystepping.org.
Yep, communitystepping.org is the website, and we'll also put information up on our radio show, our website for our radio show. That is good to know. This segment is brought to you by our friends at Valspar Championship and our friend Dan Austin from Faithful Delivery Services. If you need something delivered in the Tampa Bay area, same or next day for less cost than Brown or Blue, think Faithful Delivery Services. And we're talking with Sarai Rodriguez, and she is the lead teacher at Community Stepping Stones. Again, Sarai, you know, what you do and making it happen and what have you, you guys rely a lot on volunteers. If someone wanted to volunteer, you know, tell us a little bit what your volunteers do.
So our volunteers are really important for us because they assist the teachers in, you know, helping to guide the students as they do their work, making sure everyone's on task, really. And then they also help organize and give us ideas that we can do with the kids through our projects. So they're very important. They're a helping hand, and they're also role models for these students as well.
That's fantastic. As you kind of look at that, and you guys also work with probably high school level students that looking for volunteer hours, can they fulfill those with you guys?
Oh, for sure. And then on top of that, we also have a program. It's more, I guess, attractive in the summer than it is during the school year for high school students. But it's called First Jobs. And it's a paid opportunity for neighborhood teens, 14 years and older, where they can gain work experience at Community Stepping Stones, assist with the CAI classes, so our after-school camp, for example, and then get paid for it. So if they need volunteer hours, we do that too, but they can also do the First Jobs program.
Wow, that's fantastic. And there's a lot of times, so if you're a student and you need volunteer hours or you need an opportunity to maybe earn some income, you can visit our website, thatisgoodtoknow.com, and we will make sure that you get connected to our friends at Community Stepping Stones, or you can visit their website directly, and that's communitystepping stones.org. So one thing I was, in preparation for our conversation today that kind of stood out to me is that, you know, students who took 4 years of art and music classes score over 150 points higher on the SAT than students only take 1 year or less. That's an amazing statistic.
It is. I agree.
and just the, you know, I think personally, like the art world allows people to express themselves, allows their creativity to stand through, to shine out. And tell us, do you guys, you have any success stories that you want to talk about? Any students ever take this artwork that they've started with and built upon and become artists?
So there's two. One recently that I don't know very much about because it was just brought to my attention recently. Mm-hmm. But we have a local gentleman named Charlie Adams. He was here. He went to camp here pretty much since it was founded. And he grew up, you know, going to this camp. And he's a very successful person in the community now. That's about all I know.
Okay.
He recently did reach out to us about, you know, wanting to talk to our students and get involved a little bit more. So we're excited about following that up soon.
Yeah.
But that is one of them. And then we have another student who, you know, since developing his skills here, has gone to win some competitions with his artwork. So we're very proud of him. And he still goes here. He's one of our older students, but he's almost ready to be a first jobber if he wants to be.
Awesome. That's great. You know, it's important to have those wins in those organizations. A lot of time, energy, and effort goes to your program. And we're talking with Saray Rodriguez, the lead teacher from our friends at Community Stepping Stones. You know, seeing that art and seeing that way to do it. But another kind of an interesting stat that I found out that is students who with access to arts education are five times less likely to drop out of school. That's an amazing statistic.
It is. And I know on our part, we really try to like make sure that our students attend school. So one of the ways that we encourage, you know, their attendance at camp is to say, hey, if you go to school, you can come to camp. If you don't go to school, then, you know, maybe tomorrow if you go to you know, your school, if you attend classes. Because it's really, they want to have fun and they want to learn. And we were trying really hard to encourage both at the same time.
Yeah, it's so important in regards to it. And, you know, one of the things that I read is that, you know, nearly 75% of business leaders say that they're looking for creativity as like the number one skill that they seek when they hire someone. And what you help do is foster that creativity. Tell us about a project or something that you're working on, currently. What theme or is going on over there that you guys are working on?
So, how to answer this one?
Probably a lot of them, but it's okay if anything sticks out.
I'm going to focus on one of our most recent invitations, and this is going to be for March through April, I believe. So it's going to be right when, you know, this probably gets out there. But we were invited by Sulphur Springs Museum recently to collaborate on an exhibition that they're doing. And it's called Voices and Votes, Democracy in America.
Oh, fantastic.
And at first, it sounds a little bit loaded, but ultimately it's the exhibition and how we are getting the students involved is more about making them realize that they have a voice to bring attention to whatever topic that they would like, you know, that's important to them. And part of our part in this, in this exhibition, is getting our students to make visual art pieces that correspond to those themes, that correspond or visually talk about those topics.
Yeah, it's important. Now, you guys do a lot of events and a lot of organizations, do events, but you had one last fall. It's called the Sunday in the Park, a 5x5 art auction. I would imagine you're probably planning to do the same this fall. Tell us a little bit about that event and what makes it special.
So that is actually one of our main fundraisers. We usually do it one or two times a year. The next one is actually in April, and it's April 21st, I believe. Pretty much what goes into this fundraiser is that we invite local artists, regional artists, national artists, who have you, to create these little 5x5 paintings. It doesn't even have to be a painting. It can be multimedia. But there's these 5x5 canvases, and they donate it to us. And then pretty much what we do is auction them off at our fundraiser, and all the proceeds go to CSS, Community Stepping Stones, and, you know, it goes back to the kids, it goes back to the teachers, you know, everything that we can use that money for, we do. So supplies, materials, snacks for the children, everything.
Yeah, I mean, it is, what do they say, it takes a village, right? You know, and
it really does.
And maybe one project that you guys can work on is design your own village.
Mm-hmm. We've actually done something quite similar in the past.
Yeah. So, we're talking with Sarai Rodriguez from the local teacher at CSS, or Community Stepping Stones, today about their great organization. And you can visit them at communitystepping.org is their website. If you have a minute and want to get involved, there's a contact form and some phone numbers and emails and all that good stuff. Or if you simply just want to make a donation, go to communitystepping.org. This is Jeff Stanislow, your host for That Is Good to Know. This special segment in our community outreach program is brought to you by Valspar Championship and our friends at Faithful Delivery Services. As we kind of, dive into more of the arts, and we talked a little bit about some of the statistics that show, art with children, make them more successful. How about yourself personally? Are you an artist yourself? You like to dabble? What type of format do you like to work in?
So I did get my degree in fine art. So I've had experience, through school and, my personal practice with drawing, painting, and then mainly I'm a photographer. But okay. I've done a little bit of those three mediums. And I have to say, I love it. I've loved it since I was a kid. So it's amazing to, have those experience for myself personally and then use those skills that I've learned in school and just through doing my work and share those with the kids. It comes in handy.
Fantastic. What was your favorite piece of art that one of the students created that you can talk about?
Oh, Lord.
Just something that might have, said, hey, wow, this is really, really good, a drawing or, a collage or something of that nature.
So this one's near and dear to my heart because it was like a last minute theme that our team of teachers came up with during the summer. And the theme for the week had been literature. And I also love books. So it was just one of those like, yes, books. The project that ended up coming to life was Where the Wild Things Art, which is the name of the exhibit.
Okay, I like it.
Or the project.
I like it.
And it's based off of Where the Wild Things Are. And it was fun to get the kids involved. We had like a book diorama where they brought some scenes to life from the book. So that was fun. And then they also did three larger size works. One was Max, of course, a character from the book. And then the other character was a monster, if you will, or a creature that the students designed, drew, and then painted themselves. So it was a team of students. They all threw in their ideas, put it on the canvas and brought it to life. And then the third larger piece was silhouettes. So it's like very Carol Walker-esque, but it's silhouettes of the main wild creatures from the book. And the students mixed in following these creatures. So we actually were able to shine a light on the canvas and use the students' kind of standing in certain ways to draw where they were. And it was really amazing. It was an amazing experience.
I love the concept of, such a famous book being brought to life by students and their interpretations. I would imagine that just the connection between what they read and what they thought about and just, the physical side of bringing that to life through their vision and you guys doing what you do, at Community Stepping Stones is amazing. To now you have kind of a full circle. You read the book, imagine the book, and then build your diorama. Is that what it's called, if I remember correctly? I think that's what you said.
The diorama, one of them, yes. Yeah. And then the others were just paintings, like large-scale paintings.
Fantastic. Well, that's it for our time today. Sarai Rodriguez, the lead teacher at Community Stepping Stones, we appreciate your time and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to That Is Good to Know, Tampa Bay. Thanks for joining us and learning all about these great community organizations that impact our community, our children, and our future leaders. Signing off, Jeff Stanislow, thatisgoodtoknow.com.